I'm sending out a longing to be what I can be and open up my heart's light to see what I can see. I'm trying to become that for which I long, to purify my heart and mind and fill them full with song. My soul feels far away, but its light lives in me still. To lay its mark upon the earth would give me such a thrill. I know this light inside me can extend up to my soul and communicate with spirit to help me with my goal. But I fear that in my trying, the work will stop the flow. Instead, I wish to walk the path I'm sure my soul will show. I've decided to release now the effort and the strife and believe the light of spirit will guide me through my life. As I create a highway to my soul and back to me, my light can then shine on the earth to set my spirit free. Welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. Great to have you back today, filling the collective consciousness with all the love and memories of all the great things we've learned. Well, this highway that we spoke about in the poem, it's not really one that we drive on or walk on or run on. This is a highway that is a flow. It's the flow of the fourth dimensional river of life that we connected with and talked about last time. When we went up the river last time, it might have been the first time for some people. Maybe other people have been up there many times. But the first couple times we go up there, there's more resistance because it's new. It's unknown, not because it's truly unknown, but because we had forgotten. And every time we travel the river, we remember a little bit more of ourself. And there's a little bit less resistance until we find suddenly there's more. And we have to move through that resistance and realize that once we look into the face of our true self, we see everything that stands in the way of our becoming ourself. It's just things we need to love free and release. Well, remember that the flow had a source, which is at the top of the fourth dimension, right at the cusp of the fifth dimension. And in the fifth dimension is where our multidimensional soul self awaits us to bring it back down into our physical body, which is what this process is about. Below that, along the flow, was our spiritual plane and our I Am presence. Below that, the causal plane and our rainbow body. Then the higher mental plane and our divine child. Then our mental plane and our mental body. Then our emotional plane, our emotional body. The lower astral plane is below that with our dark side. And the destination of this river of life and light is our etheric physical body, our ego self, and planet Earth. So today, we're going to take another journey up the river, this time learning a little bit more about the river and a little bit more about ourselves. So let's start by taking a moment to relax, get comfortable, whether you're sitting or laying down, settle into yourself. Since we are going to be aligning and balancing each one of our fourth dimensional selves on top of each other, let's begin by aligning and balancing our physical self. Start off with your feet and feel your feet deeply, deeply rooted in the earth. Feel your roots come out from the base of your feet down into the core of the earth, just like a strong, steady tree that you are. And on top of your feet, align your legs. Now, whether you're sitting or standing, you can do all of this in your imagination. Feel your legs aligned, balanced on top of your feet. Now, your torso. Feel your torso, starting off with your hips to your waist, balanced and aligned on top of your legs. Then above that, your upper torso, your waist to your shoulders, including your heart and your chest. Feel that balance and aligned on top of your lower torso. Allow your arms to just relax and flow from your shoulders as you feel your neck balanced on the top of your shoulders and your head balanced and aligned on the top of your neck. Feel your body aligned and balanced as we take a moment now to go into the river. However, before we go into the river, let's take a moment and look around our physical plane. Use our good old physical senses and look at the area in which we live, the area of our home and our personal life, and the area of our planet. Look at it, feel it, sense it, hear it. Is there anything that we could do to improve it? Is there any areas that need our love and understanding? Just take a moment, make a mental note as we get back into our boat to enter the flow of the fourth dimensional river. We realize that the physical and the etheric plane are combined as one. Now, the physical body is correlate to the lithosphere of the planet. And the lithosphere of the planet contains all the cold, hard, solid land mass of the planet's crust, as well as a semi-solid land underneath the crust, and the liquid land near the center of the planet. And the surface of the lithosphere is very uneven. There are high mountains and huge plains and deep valleys along the ocean's floor. That is our planet. Feel it. Now, with your etheric body, feel that within your body and emanating slightly beyond your body. And realize that this etheric world emanates everywhere on everything. Even objects, for we have left our energy, like your computer, the chair that you're sitting on. There's a part of you there. The etheric body is correlate with the hydrosphere of the earth. And the hydrosphere of the earth contains all the solid, liquid, and gaseous water of the planet and extends from the earth's surface down several kilometers into the lithosphere and upward about 12 kilometers into the atmosphere. Ask yourself, what have you done today for yourself, your physical and etheric self, and for your body? Allow your instincts to tune into Gaia, the consciousness of planet Earth. As you allow your boat to drift off from the shore of the physical plane and into the emotional plane, where first we see the lower astral plane and our dark side. So today, we're just going to create a tunnel of light and love through that dark side, and hold on to the memory of our multidimensional self as we carve out the tunnel. We can feel that darkness around us. We can feel the parts of us that need love. We are the core of love. We emanate the core of love as we move through the lower astral plane and into the emotional plane and our emotional body, which is correlate to the biosphere, the planet. The biosphere contains all the living things, including all the microorganisms and plants and animals and humans of Earth. Our emotional astral body is an echo of how we are emotionally responding to our environment, other people, and our own physical body. So, therefore, we have to be careful for fearful emotions will leak into the lower astral plane of the atmosphere and the biosphere and move up into the atmosphere to create problems with the weather. Take a moment now and use your empathy, that innate skill within you, to determine what can you do to allow yourself to feel the love that is forever emanating from your multidimensional self and from the core of Mother Gaia. Feel the love that emanates from the source of the fourth dimensional river as well as the destination of the fourth dimensional river. We are now preparing ourselves to move into the mental plane. The mental plane is correlate to the atmosphere. And the atmosphere contains all the air of our Earth system. And there are four levels of our atmosphere. The first level, which is correlate to the mental plane, is the troposphere. The troposphere starts at Earth's surface and extends about 8 to 14 and a half kilometers high. That's 5 to 9 miles. This part of the atmosphere is the densest. Almost all our weather appears within this region. The atmosphere is where all the weather takes place. It is due to the regions of rising and falling pockets of air. Well, just as our emotions influence the manifest world around us, our thoughts, which are unmanifest until we speak them, they influence our atmosphere. And some of our thoughts we may not like to have posted in the atmosphere. And some of our thoughts we'll very proudly display. So let's take a moment and use our innate telepathy of our multidimensional self and move around inside the atmosphere, the troposphere where the weather is, and listen to the thoughts of the collective consciousness. Use your clairvoyance and your clairaudience as you move through this plane, taking a moment to feel the world within you and the world without around you, to feel the world within you and the world around you with your higher senses, your innate sense of telepathy, your innate sense of audio clairaudience, your higher sense of hearing, and your higher sense of vision, clairvoyance. As we continue along our journey, we are now moving into the higher mental plane. And the higher mental plane is where we find our divine child and our guardian angel. Guardian angel is actually a higher consciousness of ourselves that overlooks us and assists us throughout our lives. Some people are more connected with their guardian angel. Some people are more connected with your divine child. But often the divine child is felt as if it's within us, whereas our guardian angel feels more like it is above us. But as we are realizing, we are ourselves above us, above this vibration of this portion of ourselves. Now, our higher mental plane is correlate to the stratosphere. The stratosphere is where the ozone layer is and where we're having problems with the ozone layer. And the ozone layer is really important to help filter the sun. It is like a interface between the bright light of the sun and the beings on Earth. Just like our divine child and our higher consciousness, our guardian angel is an interface to download that higher light and help us begin to integrate it bit by bit. So taking a moment, using your clairsentience, that's all of your higher senses at once, and feeling within yourself and feeling within the stratosphere, what needs to be done? Where do you need to send love? Where do you need to use your filter, your step-down transformer of your guardian angel? As we move into the next plane of the fourth dimension, which is our causal body. Remember, our causal body is that wonderful rainbow body that knows all about cause and effect. If I do this, this will happen. If I do that, that will happen. It's not bound by time that maybe something will happen over time. The causal body is above the limitations of time, beyond the limitations of space. And it holds the creative potential that is within us at all times. It is our innate precognitive ability to rise above the turmoil of everyday life, to see the big picture of what did our soul have in store for us personally, and what does Gaia have in store for us as a planet. Take a moment now with your precognitive innate ability to see how you can initiate a cause that will have an effect that will greatly assist you in your personal path and greatly assist Gaia in her personal path. Yes, you do have that much power. Know it. Know that that power is within you. And within your causal body, since it knows of the cause and effect, is the great wisdom that will balance that power. And your divine child holds the strong love. It is the balance of love and wisdom and power, which we now find as we move into the spiritual subplane, where our great I Am presence, the power of our essence, awaits us. Now, our I Am essence correlates to the thermosphere, also known as the ionosphere. And the chemical reactions occurring faster in this plane than anywhere on the surface of the earth, just as it is in the spiritual plane. The ionosphere is where many atoms are ionized, where they have gained or lost an electron. It's also where the radio waves allow us long-distance communication. The structure of the ionosphere is strongly influenced by the charged particles from the wind of the sun, known as the solar wind, which in turn is governed by the level of solar activity. In the same manner, our I Am presence interfaces between our sun, our multidimensional self, and our 3D reality. Just as the sun communicates with, nourishes, and gives life to our earth, our spiritual body, our I Am presence, communicates, nourishes, and assists us. Take a moment now. Feel the great illumination of your I Am presence. Feel the light of your personal sun and combine that light with the light of the planetary sun so that you may feel the great wisdom, power, and love that you have within yourself to affect not only your own personal life, but the life of the planet. Now we're moving up to that threshold again, where you can again meet with your multidimensional self. Again, touch your feet, touch your hands, allow your hearts to merge, allow your minds to merge as you become one, once again, with your true self, who you truly are. Our multidimensional self is a correlate to the fifth layer of the atmosphere, which is our exosphere. And the exosphere starts at the top of the ionosphere and continues until it merges with the great interplanetary gases in space. The exosphere correlates to the fifth dimension and to the frequency of our fifth dimensional body. Feel now how we can move in our consciousness beyond our planet, beyond ourselves, stay here for a moment on the threshold of the One. Here on the threshold of the One, feel the power coming down into every cell and atom that leads you to a life which you now can only fathom. This power is all yours, but you may often doubt the fact. It's of you you don't recall, although there was a pact between your soul self and the One that you know as Me, to live in love and hold the light and be all you can be. There is a feeling deep inside that fills you up with love. It rises from the Mother and descends down from above. This feeling courses through you and prepares you for the power that's waiting for expression like the blooming of a flower. But how can you contain it, and what will you create? Will you birth all that you care for, or that which you berate? For a judgment that you give, or the judgment you receive, for that which you do run from, first you must conceive. You must rise above your judgment, question fear and pain, to remember all you've learned, so wisdom you can gain. Hello again, you'll say with love, when pain comes in your life. You'll have to leave, you cannot stay, I'm through with fear and strife. For first in My creation is peace of mind and heart. It's from this firm foundation that I know My life will start. A new life filled with wonders you dare not want before, a life that's filled with power resounding from your core. You know that what you must release is a tiny price to pay to clear your life and make a space so the power then can stay. Take a moment now. Feel your power as you listen to the music. We'll be back. Are you filled with power, wisdom, and love now? Yes, well, you always were. We always were. All of us were. We just forgot. We came down. We came through the prism. We came into our third dimensional body. And we forgot who we truly were. We went into the land of polarities and illusion, where we believed and felt like everything was separate, and we had many limitations that we had to move through. And indeed, there were. And now the game, the 3D game of separation and illusion, we're coming to the place that we needn't play it any longer. Now, are we ready to bring our true light back down into the planet? And we're going to do so plane by plane. So taking a moment now with a final blessing from your multidimensional self and taking one long good look at what your divine ideal is. What is that important thing that you volunteered to be, that special person, that special way that you volunteered to express your beautiful wisdom, power, and love? Now we move down into the spiritual plane, back into your I Am presence, and take a moment, and with your higher light, take that light and radiate it into the ionosphere, and feel how that highest level of the atmosphere clears and calms. Now, moving down into the causal plane and into your beautiful rainbow body, take a moment and feel all the great creative projects that are just on the edge of your remembrance. You can almost remember. Take that memory, put it right forefront in the front of your boat that you travel through the fourth dimension. Keep that creative project there. And put that urge for creating a pure, wonderful atmosphere in the mesosphere. Take a long moment and radiate your light into the mesosphere of our atmosphere. Now, moving down into the higher mental plane, the ozone layer, we might want to take some extra time here, but of course there isn't really time. Allow your guardian angel to flap its mighty wings as it flies through the ozone layer, healing, calming. Allow your divine child to enter deep into the heart of Gaia, so that she may be replenished. As you breathe your great light into the stratosphere and the ozone layer. Moving down now, floating down in your boat, your fourth dimensional boat, into the mental plane. And in the mental plane, take a long moment and feel your thoughts. Balance your thoughts. In fact, while you're balancing your thoughts, take a moment and balance your divine child just above you, and above your divine child, balance your rainbow body of your causal body, and above that, balance your I Am presence of your spiritual plane, and above that, balance your multidimensional self. Coming down, multidimensional self, directly balanced and in alignment is your I Am presence. And below that, directly balanced and in complete alignment is your rainbow body. Below that, in direct alignment and completely balanced, is your divine child and guardian angel. Below that, in direct alignment and completely balanced, is your mental body and your clear thinking, which you breathe into the troposphere to create a clear atmosphere. Now balancing your mental body on top of your emotional body. Breathe your balanced emotions into the biosphere, into all the living beings and organisms of Gaia's wonderful planet, of our wonderful planet. Breathe that light, the light of balanced emotions. As we move down into the astral plane, balanced, a tunnel of light now, we carve through that lower astral plane, we carve a light tunnel into the physical plane, the destination of our fourth dimensional river. And here we are. We get out of our boat. We move into our physical body and our etheric body with clear intentions that we are going to ground in the heart of Gaia. So we step on the land of the earth, we plant our feet, we allow our consciousness to move down from our minds down past our throats and our creative centers, down into our heart and our ability to love, down into the solar plexus from which we radiate our power, down into our navel, our core of balance, upon which we now have all of our fourth dimensional bodies as well as our multidimensional self, all in alignment like a beautiful string of pearls floating together in unity in the fourth dimensional river of light. Now, moving down to the base of our spine, where our roots come down from our spine, down our feet, past our knees, past our ankles, down through our feet. We're moving down into the core of Gaia now, down past the crust, down past the caves, down into the very core of Gaia, where we share our beautiful light and essence from our heart to the heart of Gaia. And we allow that essence to move gradually back up, up through the layers of the earth, up through the soles of our feet, up past our ankles, past our knees, past our hips, past our navel, past our solar plexus, deep into our hearts, where our balanced emotions contribute to the creation of a beautiful, balanced planet. Then back past our throat and into our mind, where our thoughts create a pure, balanced atmosphere. Take a long moment, relax, feel the balance that goes from the core of the planet to the threshold of your fifth dimensional, multidimensional soul self. We'll be right back. Let us merge into one being, speaks Gaia, the goddess energy of Earth. It's a dream again, only this time it seems so real. You see Gaia before you in her form as an elegant goddess. She wears a flowing, opulent gown that wraps loosely around her body and is clasped at her left shoulder with a silver owl. Her delicate facial features are highlighted by her abundant hair, which she wears swept up on top of her head. Small ringlets caress her cheeks and the nape of her neck. An aura of feminine power surrounds and radiates from her like a beacon. Copper snakes coil around each of her upper arms, and at her neck she wears a magnificent amethyst necklace. One huge amethyst jewel hangs from the center of the necklace and rests upon her heart. The gem seems to magnify the radiance flowing from her. But what strikes you most is her eyes. They are as violet as the jewel against her heart, and they penetrate your very soul. Let us merge into one being, she speaks again, as she stands before you, face to face, and heart to heart. Even if Gaia has come to you in your sleep, the honor is the same. How can you resist her request? She raises her hands to the level of her heart, and you mirror her emotion. She steps towards you as you step towards her. As your palms touch, so does your heart. Slowly, you can feel that you are merging with her. You feel the copper bracelets cool upon your upper arms and the weight of the amethyst necklace across your chest. You feel the gossamer gown soft against your skin and the weight of the silver owl which holds it in place. Your hair is also pulled high upon your head, and you feel the breeze playing with the wisps of hair that tickle your face and neck. On your feet you wear simple sandals as you stand on the fertile soil of earth. Gaia sends roots down from her feet into the body of the planet, and you feel these roots pulling on the soles of your feet as well. The roots pull your consciousness with them as you travel deeper and deeper into the planet, past the topsoil, into the sand, beyond the bedrock, and into the caves of enlightenment. Yes, the goddess is alive here too, pregnant with all life. Deeper still, the roots draw you and your consciousness down, down into the molten core of the earth. Once there, you merge your spirit flame with that of Mother Earth. Now your spirits are one. Light as a feather, you float back to the surface where the combined essence of you and Gaia re-enter your body. You and Gaia have completely merged into one body now, and in doing so, you have merged with planet Earth. From deep inside your expanded being, you feel your legs pulling nourishment up from the earth. You feel the mighty power of the planet as it travels up into your body. You are Gaia. You are the planet. From your solar plexus, you commune with the waters of your great oceans and rivers and all the lives that live within them. You remember how your creatures first crawled from these waters to learn to live upon the land and in the air. You can hear the call of each life form as it speaks to you of its needs. You know intimately of the growing of each plant, and you feel the burden of every mountain and hill. Your heart holds unconditional love for all that lives upon, within, and above you. You welcome the birth of each babe and the opening of each flower. Your emotions change the weather, and the skies echo your thoughts. You witness the continued rising and setting of the sun, and you sense the pull of the moon as it orbits around you. Slowly, your awareness expands to encompass the entire solar system. You experience the energy field of love radiating from the Father, Mother, Sun, which keeps each brother and sister planet in orbit. Venus sends a special ray of love to you, her dear sister Earth. This love further expands your consciousness, and you become a traveler in the Milky Way. The great central sun beckons you home. Once there, you see the vast Milky Way as it encircles you. You are the central body of life in a huge expanse of space. However, off in the distance, at the very edge of the galaxy, you see a star. Yes, it is Father, Mother, Sun, and it is calling you back to Earth. With a gentle tug, you travel instantly into the Milky Way, back into the solar system, back to Earth, and back into a small body that is preparing to awaken. The jolt is so intense that your eyes fly open. As you sit up, you see the goddess before you, and deep in her violet eyes, you see yourself. Welcome back. How was your break? How was it being Gaia? How did it feel to be the planet? We are all the planet. We are all a part of the planet. Hence, we are the planet. We think of our hands and feet as part of our body. Now we need to expand our consciousness, which we are doing every time we take the journey up the fourth dimensional river and back again. As we expand our consciousness with each journey, we realize that we are more than we have perceived ourselves as being in the past. Each time you take that journey, and here's your homework, take a moment to align each of your bodies. Visualize your personal boat into the fourth dimensional river of life and light. As you move up the bodies, which brings you to your multidimensional soul self. And now just allow yourself to drift back down the highway that you have created with your bodies. And each of these bodies is holding a portion of your divine ideal, your personal purpose, service, mission, whatever you prefer to call it. And all of these bodies in alignment will open the lines of communication. These lines of communication in our consciousness are much like our nerve endings, where we learn something the first time and it's difficult and we struggle and then we do it again and it's a little easier. Each time we do it, our neural pathways turn from a tiny little sliver to become wider and wider till they become like the trunk of a strong tree. That's what we're all creating now. We're all creating our pathway to our higher dimensional self as we are preparing to download that self into our chakras. See you soon. Bye.